The buildings there are all rock buildings. I mean, it's been a barrels and barrels of money poured out of there.
Is this their only business?
Yeah, only business. That's all they do. Look at them, yeah.
The Healy brothers?
Healy, yeah. Bert is the oldest of the main, oldest brother, and he's the main boss. Bert Healy. Their families, both married men, their families, they live close together and their houses look just about the same. Built out of rock, boy, there they are. Live upon a high hill. That's more of a hill.
I said you mentioned the gravel road. What would you call a road like this one down here?
Well, there, right there with that film on.
Right out here in front of us.
Well, that's a funeral home right there, you know, and that's a parking lot there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they've got that chat, what they call a chat, mm-hmm. on that. That isn't gravel at all.
How about this street down here?
Well, that's a kind of asphalt and concrete mixed. Mm-hmm. It's a cheap paving, but it's lasting good.
Where did you eat your lunch today?
At home.
That's the best place, isn't it?
You bet your life. Now, you take a lot of these young fellows work here. They go home for dinner while their wife's gone. They have two cars, you know. My wife don't even drive. She's been a housewife from A to Z.
We have only one car. I don't think I can afford that.
Well, the judge's wife, he's got two cars. And I noticed part of the time he goes on, part of the time he don't. And it seems as though there's days that he said that he wants to come home for dinner, or she stays in fixed dinner. They have three kids.
Oh.
And of course, now, the excuse for that second car is the kids want to go somewhere all the time. And of course, they couldn't expect him to take them. So one would take them to be different tubs and different things. Mm-hmm. I guess they're in this YMCA or YWCA, whatever you call it. I know that she takes a part in that as a shipping tub. Oh, he draws over $700 a month. And I hear him tell a nigger here lately that he's never been able to live within his salary yet since he's been here in office.
How much?
My gosh, it's just too much finery.
Well, he made a lot more money than that before he got into office.
Yeah, I try to save a little money out of every check. Of course, I don't mind telling you, but I get better than $200 a month from the federal government, and I'll get to the law in this courthouse. Yeah, we get $126.40 every month for that boy we lost in South Pacific. And I draw $94.20 Social Security. We could live just the home paid for pretty well furnished.
Yeah.
Nothing much but our eats and our utility bills that we're out. Because we're not living like young folks. The sounds where we go all the time and we don't care to go, and young folks want to go. And it takes more for them. If we was back in that stage, you take a young fellow and his wife on that, couldn't get by at all. But I can, because she don't care to go.
And you got your house paid for it too?
Yes.
That means a lot.
Yes, and the television, the radio, the telephone.